Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, Doctrine of Truth. We do apologize. We had a little small technical difficulties, but we are here live on the air. And we want to thank you for choosing the opportunity this time to talk with us. We're going to go ahead and get everything started and rolling. We have William Hester on the phone, our minister William Hester, that's going to go ahead and get us started. Mr. Hester, are you there?
Yes, I am. Nice to be with you all. Thank you for joining the call this afternoon. Brother Poole, Bishop Poole, is out taking some well-deserved quality time with family, and so we're going to see can we have a very entertaining and informative show tonight. I want to thank everyone for dialing in. So, I would like to start out with a prayer, if we would, and so we'll start out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say, hallowed be to your name. Father, we lift up this afternoon, Bishop Poole, as he's in traveling, give him pray traveling mercies over him this afternoon as he go out to spend quality time with family.
Yes.
For each and every listener on this call, that their ears be open and their heart be willing to receive the word of God. We pray that each and every person be enlightened through this call this evening. And we pray, Father God, that you would direct our paths. Give us the strength, the wisdom, Father God, the passion, the Father God, the understanding, and the will to be our brother to our fellow man. We thank you for the information that is about to come forth. May it gratify and edify our souls, that we would increase in our faith, and that, Father, you would get the glory and the honor from all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I would like to welcome everyone. We're going to have an open mic tonight, so tonight is an opportunity for some of the things that have kind of been floating around in your mind that you might would express them and share them with us. Many a time the saints sitting in service and their thoughts that goes through your mind, and we love to have a format sometime where you can just speak out and ask whatever you will. So we invite you this evening to speak out. That one of the thoughts that has been going through my mind recently is where we are as a race of people. You know, there were a time during my earlier years when there was a clear right and wrong, and we have moved from right and wrong, so to speak, to we moved into a curiosity age, and that's from a curiosity age to everyone wanting to have a free spirit, and that free spirit led people to compromise their integrity and begin to speak about shades of gray, as the secular world would say, when that there are different answers. When the word of God says that he would not have you hot nor cold. He would either have you, but he would either have you hot or cold and not lukewarm. But we have, over a period of time, we got to where people begin to accept shades of the truth, depending on the circumstances. And after that came a period of people are no longer wanting to hide who they really are, that they wanted to come out, coming out of the closet, so to speak, being who they are and feeling that they have a right to do so. Afterwards, we saw where mankind moved into now we're near age where nobody wants to offend anyone. Just basically want to get along and tolerate anyone and not lean into the words of truth. Today, at present time, we seem to be in an era where everyone wants to consider themselves to be right. Listening, family, the point I was trying to get through here is there is a truth, and there is only one truth. And we have moved so far away from the truth that now it seems as though everyone has a right to their opinion and express their opinion whenever they choose. And those who oppose, then they are offending them in their rights. The Word of God is the only truth that we have. And during the early crusade days of Christianity, uncivilized lands were brought to civilization. People began to have moral values and laws once Christianity entered into that land. There has to be a truth somewhere. And today, there seem to be so many variations of the truth. Many of the motivational speakers of today often get their information or their source of information is to read the Word of God. And that's exactly what goes on many a time. They are reading and interpreting the Word of God, but never ever bringing God or Jesus along with that Word. So tonight, I just wonder what was someone to get some feedback on that. What do you think? Do you think now we've gotten to the point where the right and wrong no longer is needed to be? We should be considerate of everyone's opinion, that anyone can have their own variation of the truth. I'd like to invite you to call in. Maybe there's some other thing that's been troubling you. And this evening, we want to open up the lines so that those of you who have been pondering some questioning in your mind for some time, or just got a comment you want to make, we welcome you to call in at any time.
I'll go ahead and start the answer to that question, Minister Hesser, so that way we can give the callers time to call in, and the ones that are listening, give them time to get their answers together. Me being a young man in Christ, Brother Poole, what I've learned and what I've grown to understand over the years as my days of living, there is only one truth. You know, there's no small truth, big truth. There's only one truth. The Bible is right, and that's all to it. You know, you can't sugarcoat it. Like you said in the beginning, you know, God doesn't want you lukewarm. He wants your heart of coal. And if you are living the life as a Christian and you're walking that good old faith as a Christian, you're going to believe what the Bible says, because every now and then we will be wrong, but God is always right. You know, God has all the answers to our problems. God's able to solve all of our problems and give us the needs of and the desires of our heart. So me being what I believe in, what I come to understand, that even though sometimes there are doctrines out there, people try to sugarcoat it, try to put their own feel to it, the Bible cannot lie. God is a man that he should not lie. And the Bible will tell you the honest truth and everything. So as far as me, this is what I would get, and that will be my answer to that question that you said. And if any other caller has an answer or anybody wants to speak on it about the question that Minister Hester had put out there, feel free to let us know. Call the number 347-215-8816 and press 1 on your dial tone.
Amen. Yes, certainly we welcome you to call in with your comments. It's just that I look at the world today and see where we are as a people when it comes to the Word of God. They've done a survey recently through the radio station and found that less than 13% of Americans read their Bible on a daily basis. And of those 13, they found that they was over the age of 60 and predominantly lived in the South. And so if we only 13% of our population even turn to the Word of God in times like this, with all the turmoil and temptations that goes on, you could really wonder, where is this the source of our information? Where are we getting our information from? Where is the truth? Who is teaching the truth other than the men and women of God? What are they teaching the children in the school? Which right, which wrong are they teaching? Many schools nowadays work so hard to be politically correct that it seems as though no, everyone is afraid to call out things that are wrong. The prophet Isaiah said that there will come a day when man will be running to and fro. And we are certainly in that day now. Man is too busy. You know, each year they want to seem to make the technology a little faster. The computer is just not fast enough. It takes more than the blink of an eye for it to come up with an answer. And so people are saying that's not fast enough. We want more and more speed. We're in a hurry to get the knowledge, in a hurry to accomplish, to go through our lives without taking time out to consider the source of our lives itself. We'd like to welcome any of you callers to join us and give us your feedback, or feel free to call us and ask us questions. Tonight, the reason we had pretty wet weather, and the wet weather seems to put everyone in some slumber or gray mood, and this is the way the word has gotten in the body of Christ, as though there are a lot of people that are speaking the word elegantly, but they're not given the true meaning of the word. So the word is used to give a feel-good feeling, but it has no substance once they walk out of the doors. And when time to come to have confrontations or trials, then all they have is a feel-good feeling of that word, but they no longer have a clear definition of what that word meant. And we live in a time now where confusion seems to be amongst everywhere. You've got many of talk shows, be it radio and TV, and they're all saying something, but it's not the type of things that a person can build a foundation of his life on. The Word of God teaches us to build our faith on the solid rock. And Jesus said to Peter, you are my rock. And upon this rock I will build my church. He talked about Peter's faith and how Peter depended upon the Word of God to guide him through his daily living, knowing that he was a man who was quick to take action before he would think. He learned through his time with our Savior that a quick response is not the godly way. And today, we need to help people understand there is a truth, and that truth lays in God's Word. And it's there, and it has been written and put there for us to use at any time we feel. You know, there was in biblical times, they didn't have the convenience of the Word that they could hold in nice books, and now we have tablets and all types of instruments that we can have the Word of God kept on. But as a people, we have to spend time in that Word if the Holy Spirit is to bring all things into remembrance. Once you study the Word of God, the Holy Spirit goes to work in you and keep that Word alive. Keep it ready, because never knowing when you may have that temptation, that confrontation, when you're going to have to depend on what you have digested. The Holy Spirit understands can only bring into remembrance those things that you have studied. Or if you have sit and listen to the man or woman of God, it's very important that we get back to the truth. So we have a call on the line.
Yes, we have a caller on the line. We have Ella Garrett. It's on the line. And we're going to go ahead and see and let Ella Garrett speak on the true doctrine and the truth. Let me go ahead and bring him on. Hello, Ella Garrett.
Yes, sir. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Oh, just fine. Thank you, Lord. I was sitting listening to the preacher talk. Hey, man, he talking real strong there. Hey, man, but I couldn't help but be moved by what he was saying, because he's exactly right. And I'd like to weigh in on this. You see, I find it very simple. Jesus is the truth. And so many are trying to preach and trying to walk this way without Christ. You can't do it without Jesus. You won't get to know God without knowing Jesus. He's the one that introduces God to you. God bring you to him, and he introduces you to God. Isn't that something? So we're looking at the scripture. Jesus says, I am the truth. You see, we're not talking about the truth as the Bible. We're talking about the Bible as Jesus being what? The Word of God. You see? So really in simplicity, I'm weighing in on this because when you get to know him, you got everything. You get to know Jesus, you got the Father and the Spirit. You got the whole Godhead. But he is the centerfold of our existence. See?
Amen.
So this is what I'm looking at here. There is no healing without Jesus, because he's the healer. You see, there's no knowledge, there's no understanding, there's no wisdom without knowing Jesus. Paul said that he's the, I think it was to the Colossians, he's the manifold wisdom of God. The church is. And so what? Established upon this one principle, as the preacher just said about upon this rock he built his church, on the confession. So you saw so many are saying they know the Lord. They have made their confession. You see, you confess Christ, not your sin. You confess Christ, and then when God puts you in Jesus, then Jesus said, give me your sins. He said, I came to take away your sins. So it's real simple. And I agree with the elder because so many are preaching. They're preaching a good lecture, but it has no power in it, no Holy Ghost anointing. It has no zest to break yokes. See, you can preach a good word or talk a good word, but it must be encrypted by the Holy Ghost. You see what I'm saying? So I'm just weighing in tonight. Good to, go on and talk, Brother Preacher. I'm enjoying you. That's just my thoughts on that. Brother Poole, go ahead.
Well, we thank you. We appreciate you calling in. I look at the prophet Isaiah in verse chapter 55 and 10, and the word of the Lord said, so shall my word be that goes out forth from my mouth, that it shall not return to me void, but it shall be shall accomplish that which it was set purpose with, and shall prosper in the way that which I have said, says the Lord. You know, there has to be a source where the truth is. There has to be a truth, you know. Many times when a fella and a man and a woman are having difficulties, they often people will say, well, you know, there are three sides to the story, and his side, her side, and the truth. And so it is with the Word of God. You know, as technology increases in these days, and we have such great technology, electronics, and my goodness, you can pretty well almost talk through your finger now with the technology they have. But there's only one truth. And that truth is the truth that the foundation of the earth rests upon. And when people, the enemy, when Peter and those were locked up in the jail cells, and the ground shook and opened the cells, the one thing the enemy found out that particular night was it wasn't so much the people that he needed to stop. He needed to stop the word. The enemy has been after the word ever since the Garden of Eden. that's where he's focused on, to corrupt the word, because he knows the power and the authority of the word. And that word, washed in the blood of Jesus, is able to withstand any temptation, any situation that the enemy can come up with. And that he knows. This is why he gets into the minds of people, because that's the only place where he has a battleground that he has strong faith. And without sitting in the house of God or being taught by the man or woman of God, you won't be able to withstand against the onslaught when the enemy come at you. He's been at this for quite some time. He's a professional. And any time we try to stand against him without Jesus, we lose every time. And when we look, and there's a poll that says only 13% of Americans read the Bible on a daily basis, and those are people in the South over the age of 60, we're in trouble today. And each day that come by, we look at our evening news, and we see so much turmoil, people going out and just doing terrible things. It's all because there's no truth in them. There was a time when moral values were discussed at the kitchen table, and all phones and answering machines did their job. They answered the phone. People generally wouldn't call you at a certain time early in the evening because they knew you were sitting down supper. But today we eat on the run, and everybody's got to constantly have information and have it in the palm of their hand. We miss sight on the Word of God. And without some truth in you, your whole life is living a lie. It has to come a time when you decide that you're going to seek truth, and that truth can only be found in the Word of God.
Amen. We do appreciate Minister William Hester speaking the truth. I just looked here in my Bible. It says in St. John, just wanted to point something out real quick, and we're going to continue. Like we said, this is an open forum. You can go ahead and speak your mind about the truth. It says here in St. John, chapter 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my husband is, and my father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So, like Elder Garrick said, you know, in order to get to God, you have to go through Jesus, and Jesus is the truth. You know, he said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be given unto you. So there's only one way to get through the Father, and that's through Jesus, and Jesus is the truth. You know, God sent his Son to the world that he might save the world, not condemn the world, but save the world and provide the truth, and you are covered under the blood. And as I look through here, I do see that we have Bishop. We see his number here, and he's listening in, so we'd like to thank him for calling. We'd like to thank everyone else for calling. If you want to speak on the truth, if you want to talk on the truth, feel free to, you know, press 1 on your dial tone, and we'll bring you in.
Amen. I wanted to look at Mark 4:4. The word of the Lord talks about the seeds, when he told the parable of the seeds, and how some seed fell on unfavorable ground, on stones and unfavorable ground. But the word of God, when studying the word of God, the word never returns void. And if you will study it, and at first it's fresh on your mind, the enemy wants to steal it from you before it has a chance to take root in your spirit. Because once once it takes root in your spirit, you got it. You got it. And that can't be any counterfeit to come along to sway you from the truth that you have received from the Father. But you've got to spend some time in the instruction manual in order to know the truth. Everybody now is out saying that they are the way, they are the way. And we were warned early in the scripture that many will come saying that they are the way. But we know through our Savior, there is only one way. And we know, we will know when he returns, because the signs, the Father has already told us the signs that will indicate his return. But today, we as a people, we have to press forward and seek truth. And the only truth that we will get is when we open up the Word of God. Many have tried to go around, and there have been a lot of books written, but there's only one book that has the truth. That truth is a foundation that we need to put in our spirit, that we can stand against the enemy no matter what. There'll come a day and time, you know, when you won't have an opportunity to grab a book or open a book. But if you spend quality time in the Word of God, then the Holy Spirit will do his job and awaken that word and bring it out in perfect order at the right time, that you would get the glory to God when you speak his word. We welcome anyone who have your comments or questions. Please just press 1 on your dial, and we'll be glad to share with you as you share with us.
Amen. Yeah. And as I was looking at it, it says here that in St. John 14, and it says here in verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So like we said before, Jesus is the way, the truth. There's no other truth but God. You can't get to the Father unless you go through Jesus, and Jesus is the truth. And just like Minister Hester said, if you get into this word and study the word, because the Bible says study to show yourself approved, that your work be it not be ashamed, then you're going to be lining up with the word of God, and you're going to know the truth. And so we have a caller on the phone, and we're going to go ahead and get him on the phone and ask, let him speak on the truth. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sitting back and enjoying the conversation tonight, talking about the truth, amen, and how all the FAR has already reiterated and stated that Christ is the truth and that the Word of God is the truth, amen. And I was sitting here thinking, after saying that the Word of God is the truth, we can kind of see, amen, even in today's time, you know how the word tells us that, you know, things will go back to the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, and how things will progressively get worse and worse and worse, and we're seeing that come to pass today. We're seeing how things are progressing to the point whereby, you know, people rather hear a lie than the truth, you know, and so we can see how, you know, the Word of God is true, because it's, the pages within the Bible are being fulfilled, and they're being fulfilled within our lifetime. You know, and it is a shame how people, and I just look at, you know, different experiences and different things that I have gone through and people I have spoken with, how people are scared to talk about the truth. You know, what was right and what's wrong. You know, people rather not say anything opposed to stand up for what's right. You know, and maybe in fear of, you know, maybe on the workplace, you know, losing a job or what have you. But the idea of standing up for what's true and what's right is no longer. You know, it's a shame how, you know, we've gotten so far from the truth. Almost accepted, and it has been in a lot of situations, it's accepted for those things that are totally against what the Word of God tells us, totally against the Bible. And those things are now being accepted. And people are afraid to talk about, you know, those things that are in the Bible and talk about Christ. And, you know, and again, maybe in fear, I don't know the reason why, but people are afraid to speak on the truth. And as I said earlier, it's just, you know, the Bible is being fulfilled. You know, the scriptures are coming to pass. You know, the days are, you know, the days of this earth, you know, time is definitely drawing nigh. And, you know, we've always heard the old saying say that, you know, we're in the last days. I mean, just by looking at society and looking at the world today, we can truly say that we are truly in the last days. Amen, per what the Bible has stated for. So I'm enjoying the conversation and the conversation to talk about the truth. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for that offer. We really appreciate that. That is just wonderful. You know, I was reminded of the word of God for the Lord out of the book of James, chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberty without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him who asks in vain, with no doubt, but let him ask in faith, with no doubt, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed to and fro with every wind. Today, in our society today, many of churches and saints are afraid to tell the truth. There are so many people in our politically correct society that are waiting on someone to offend them. People are offended with everything that someone says today. Jesus said when he went about through the temple, he didn't care anything about offending people. He wanted people to thus said the Lord. And today, the prophets, when they came on the scene, they proclaimed the good news of the Lord. And that's all they spoke of was the prophecies of the Lord. And that's what they did. They came along, and people who was kind of had their life a little out of order, these prophets would come along and deliver a message from the Lord, giving people an opportunity to straighten their lives up and get it right. And we look now a couple thousand years later, and everybody wants to not offend anyone, so no one has the backbone now to stand up and say what thus says the Lord for fear, or they may be persecuted. But that's what picking up your cross and following Jesus is all about, knowing that, yes, you're going to be persecuted. The enemy is going to always have you on attack when you're doing the work of the Lord. But you got to press the fear, knowing that he who has enabled you to go forward is going to sustain you all the while. Jesus told the disciples, go your way. Don't take no food and bread. When you go from one time to the next, those that receive you, you know, you minister to them. Those that don't, keep the dust off your field and move on. You know, today there are so many voices and so many noise. You know, our telephones, they do a handheld telephone, their cell phones. People have them when they can have different rings depending on who the person is. So you got different ringtones for who's calling. So you'll know beforehand who it is. You got the call ID. You have so much electronic stuff that's giving off noises and beeps and sounds. And sound is everywhere. Now we think back, the enemy was charged to be prince of the airwaves. And being that so, that is his domain. And if we don't ever take the time to spend quality time in the Word of God, then all this communication is going to just be a bunch of noise in our ear, and we'll have no direction, no purpose, because we haven't heard the truth. You know, when people go to work as bank tellers, I was told that they never show a bank teller a counterfeit money. They only show them the real money. And they said by doing so, they will recognize anything that's not real the moment that someone's handed them. Once you fully digest the Word of God, you know, sometimes when we start, a lot of times, I had no idea what I was reading, but I read it in faith, knowing that the Holy Spirit would bring it in memory and in perfect order. And that was my faith at the time, to just read. And there came a time when I no longer was just reading, but the Spirit began to give me comprehension on the Word, to give me revelation. And at that time, I knew then that I had spent enough quality time in the Word that I was worthy of the Lord to give me some clarification. Today, our youth go to bed and wake up texting and emailing one another. They do it till they fall asleep. And, you know, there was a time when the last thing you said was you said a prayer. And the first thing you said, you thank God in the morning. now you have generation that go to bed texting, fall asleep texting, and wake up in the morning, the first thing they do is check their message and see what message they miss. But we're just in a world today that we are not recognizing that the enemy is still after the word. He has always been after the word, because he knows if he can keep the word from us or keep the word in a compromising position, we would never know the truth, and thus we can never truly serve and love God unconditionally. How can we know love him unconditionally when we don't have the truth? We only have half of his word.
Amen. Amen. And as he was reading and talking about the truth, I looked up the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, when we're saying about study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And then it goes on to say, but shun profane and vain blabbling, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. So therefore, like he said before, when the bank teller, you know, they train them to know what is real and what is counterfeit. And if you know the real truth of God and you read the word and you study the Bible and you know what God is about, when people start telling you something different or people start babbling or talking ungodly, you're just going to shun from it because you know that's not the truth because you have studied. You know, I think that's one of the things that people don't tend not to talk about the truth because they don't know the truth. They have not studied. Because unless you study and you know what you're speaking on, then how can you talk about it? So God wants you to get down in his word, get rooted and grounded in his word, because whatever you put in your heart, it's going to come out. I mean, whatever is in a man, so is he. You know, whatever man thinketh, so is he. So therefore, you have to study. You have to, read the Bible. Like he said back in the day, the first thing that our parents taught us, I know me for a fact, my parents taught me to pray. If it was the Lord's Prayer, you know, our Father's Prayer, or if it was the Lord is my Shepherd's Prayer, you know, just pray before you go to bed because you want to thank God for keeping you throughout the day. And then when you wake up, you want to pray for keeping you throughout the night. And that's the truth, because if you don't reverence God and give reverence to God for keeping you, then how can God, you know, how can you believe in something? Or how can you, God, how can you ask God for something when you don't take the time out to reverence him, the truth? So we're going to go back here and bring Elder Garrett back on. I see he has something to say.
Yeah,
go ahead, Elder Garrett.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I'm enjoying what we're seeing. This has a great depth to it. What keeps coming to my mind is in the 24th chapter of St. Matthew, the disciples says, what will be the signs of that coming? What will be happening when you should return? So Jesus, the first thing he said, now don't be deceived. He said, because many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ. You see, the next thing he said, well, they'll be saying, come over here, come over here, come over here. So when we understand what he's saying, it defines or reveals what's going on today. You see, you have many who are preaching, you see, that Jesus is Christ. You see? And he told concerning the Pharisee, he said, now, what they say do, you do. You see? So what I'm saying is they are coming today saying I'm Christ, but then we are commanded to know those that labor. We are commanded to know them. And see, you cannot talk the truth, but the whole idea, God wants you to walk in it. And this is what I think the elder here keep driving in, and he doing he's really pouring out a depth. You got to walk in this thing, and when you walk in it, you gotta know it before you can walk in it. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth," and he talking to his disciples, and the truth will make you free. So the Lord wants us not only to say you understand, and define, but he wants us to say enough to really upset and angry and make the devil angry. People have to get to know Jesus first. First things first. You got to sell out to him. You got to give it all to him. And when you come, when I came to him, he asked me. He said, "Do you want to be made whole?" I said, "Yes, Lord." He said, "Well, give me your sins." You see what I'm saying? And then I began to what? I began to get to know God. So I'm just saying today to the entire world, you got so many, and I'm not criticizing, but I'm just telling you what's there. You got so many that are seated in buildings, you see. But we want to be seated in Christ, you see. Amen. We have to be born again. We have to be washed in the blood. We have not only, if you got to put a step in, you got to be covered in it. You got to know you're covered in it. You see what I'm saying? Because just like the preacher was saying earlier, you can't be switching out on this thing when the heat comes on. Not if Christ in you. You see what I'm saying? So the truth is evident in our walk. Amen. So that's what I just want to weigh in. Because when you know Jesus, you see what I'm saying? The truth is your bread. He says, "I am the bread of life." Indicating, amen, that you won't get to know the Bible unless what? It's revealed to you. You can read, but Christ, he's a revealed Savior. You can read all day about him, but the Holy Ghost of what? Put you right on the button. And that's where the power lives, in the anointing to get the job done. So that's what I just wanted to say. Go ahead, Brother Poole.
No problem. We do appreciate that. Good. Okay. That's good. That's that good word, like he was saying. You know, go ahead, Minister.
I just want to say that. I mean, that's good stuff. You know, I look and see we live in a time when there's so much convenience that we can get caught up in the convenience when we miss the Word of God, and we are missing the Word of God. It is the reason why there's so much turmoil on a daily basis, and it used to be that from day to day, we would be shocked at some of the horrifying things that man would do, but now they're so common that we seem now to just turn the news off altogether and go about our business and go out of sight, out of mind. But these times are spreading like a virus through the land. It's because the truth is not being spoken enough. There's just too many shows being put on from week to week and not educating the people to the Word of God. You know, there is no showmanship in the Word of God when it comes to His Word. Thus, His Word can stand alone. It don't need any help. Sometimes we tend to want to try to help God out and add to His ministry when God said it was told. Jesus told us that He only speaks that which the Father or the Father tells Him. He's never spoken of Himself.
Amen. And we have a few more minutes here. This thing is getting real good when you start talking about something that is true, something that is real. We don't want to stop. And the main thing about it that came to my mind is that, you know, when something is truth, something has been true. It has been proven. You know, you can't, you know, anything that is real has been proven out. You know, you have tried it and it has been successful. And you know, when somebody tells you something that's real, you're going to, you know, walk in it, you're going to follow it. But if something that is fake or something that is phony, you're going to be shaky about it. And the Word of God is true. The Word of God has been proven. You know, Jesus has came and He has made miracles and He has healed the sick and raised the dead. So we know that the Word of God is real and the Word of God is true. It has been proven time and time again. And we do appreciate everyone that's been calling. We do appreciate everyone that's been listening. We do appreciate everyone that has been talking to us about the truth, because the truth, like Elder Garrett said, the truth shall make you free. It shall set you free. And we just thank Minister William Hester for being the MC for today, filling in for Bishop Poole on about the doctrine and the truth. He has done a wonderful job. We always, time again, love to hear from new people, fresh new faces. We love to hear from you. And you, we thank you for calling. Next week, we do have a revival that's going to be run by Bishop Poole, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And the location of this revival will be at 2090 Northwest 26th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that's your very own Jesus Christ International. So come out, tell a friend, bring a friend that Jesus loves them. Come out and be revived from Monday, July 14th to Wednesday, July 16th. And at 7:30 sharply, we're going to be speaking on the truth again. We're going to come get revived. We're going to come do some true fellowship. We're going to come sing some songs and praise God because he is a great God. He is a mighty God. And go ahead, Minister Hester, close us out.
Father God, we want to thank you for the gathering this evening, for those who, Father God, would honor us with their presence to call in and participate in this message. Father God, we pray that this message this evening has gotten into the spirit of those who have listened, and that, Father God, they will consider their walk, their path, to look closely at your word. Father, we know that it is your word that sustains us. It is the one source that we all, Father God, build our faith on. We pray, Father God, that all minds have been cleared of all distraction this evening and that this word settles down into our heart. Father God, that in the time of use, in the proper time, the Holy Spirit will bring it into remembrance. Guide us, Father God, with your word. Let us not be carnal-minded or fleshly guided, but, Father God, let us go boldly, speaking the truth, Father God, living the truth, and, Father God, giving you the glory and honor that you have given us, Father God, your word. We need not, Father God, look to man and his opinion, but know the truth lies in your word. And that truth, Father God, you said will set us free. And we, Father God, know that this nourishing word that you send forth to your prophets, your teachers, your men and women of God, is nurturing us, Father God, to the fullness of Christ. And we, Father God, this evening pray that this message, this radio broadcast, Father God, will continue to touch lives, to strengthen people, each other's faith, that, Father God, we would not follow the masses and ignore your instructions. But, Father, you have given us the instruction manual, and we follow it, Father God, to the letter. We will have life and life more abundantly. Father, this evening, thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you for each and every person that participated in this call. May they be blessed, Father God. May it stir them, Father, that they will begin to set a time, that they will spend time, quality time with you, studying your word, Father God. Let that refreshing word make a zeal through the body, Father God, that they come up with revelations that will astonish the world. I thank you, Father God, for this gathering this evening. And I pray, Father, as we leave this call, that each and every one have a peaceful night, a night, Father God, filled with joy and happiness. Let there be a love that flows through the household and shake the very foundation of each household that's listening this evening. We thank you, Father, and we pray that all is well with everyone in this night as they go to their destination. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And before we leave, we have a few more minutes. Just want to plug in here that tomorrow night, you don't want to miss the blog talk that we have going on tomorrow night with our two wonderful sisters, Minister Shaquilla Poole and Miss E. Poole. And they're going to be talking about SASSY, S-A-S-S-Y. Do you have what it takes? They're going to tell you more about it tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. Just like Bishop Poole comes on every night at 7 o'clock. We always have a special guest. We do have Minister Shaquilla Poole and Miss E. Poole every other Friday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. speaking on things that women love to talk about. And this Friday, they will be talking about SASSY, S-A-S-S-Y. Do you have what it takes? And if you're in the area next week from July 14th through July 16th, come on out to Jesus Christ International Ministries and get revived. You're going to have a high time in the Lord. Just like Minister Hester said, don't let these words slip. You know, keep them in your heart, hide them in your heart, because the truth shall set you free. And we thank you, and we thank you once again, Minister Hester, for doing an awesome job. We thank Elder Garrett for calling in and doing a great job, giving us that that true word, that unadulterated word that we're going to keep with us. And if anybody else have a question or concern, always feel free to go to Jesus Christ International's Facebook page, post your message, post your comments, or you can always stop by the church and let us know how we're doing. We do appreciate you. Thank you. And Ms. Hester, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I just want to thank you. Thank you, Ms. Poole, for inviting me to participate in this call. I truly enjoyed it. And I pray for the best, that it continue to grow and increase, and that more of us begin to share the Word of God together, ask the questions and the comments that we have floating around our head that we never get a chance to ask. So invite them to please continue to come to the call and ask those questions.
Yes, we do appreciate everyone. You know, when you believe in something and you know it's true, you're not going to be scared to talk about it. So we don't want you to be scared to talk about the true living Word of God, because God said he does not give us the spirit of fear, but he gives us the spirit of love and a sound mind. So if he gives you a sound mind, go ahead and tell someone about the true living God. He's your Savior. And just like Ella Garrett said, in order to get through God, you have to go through Jesus. So we just thank you and we praise you guys for coming out. And we will see you again next Thursday, the same time from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock with the Doctrine of Truth with Bishop Poole. We thank you, and we thank you for coming out. And Minister Hester, you have a great night.
Thank you.